South of the border, protests are raging against U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, known commonly as ICE, as armed officers kidnap people suspected to be undocumented migrants and have killed protesters and legal observers in high-profile cases. But protesters also say there's a link between Trump's militarization and a company based right here in Montreal. Garda World is a private security company that's also one of the principal operators of the Florida Everglades-based migrant detention center Alligator Alcatraz, where Amnesty International says the conditions amount to torture. Now, Garda World is helping operate that facility, but it also received a $300 million investment from Quebec in 2022, and it was no regular investment. According to The Walrus, that $300 million was in preferred shares. A financial tool that's between equity and a loan, what that means is that the government can adjust the interest rate paid by Garda World based on the number of jobs created in the province. Protesters say Quebec shouldn't support a company involved in human rights abuses. Joining me to discuss is Esther, one of the folks involved in Friday's protest.
My name is Esther. I am a organizer and the political education lead for Off the Defensive Montreal. Off the Defensive is an organization operating Canada-wide, looking to organize communities against, the growing crises that we have in this country around housing, around immigration, around education, healthcare, looking to bring communities together to defend our access to the essentials of life.
And we're speaking today because you're one of the organizers of a protest this Friday against Montreal-based security company Garda World. What is it exactly that's bringing you and others into the streets?
So this protest, I do want to say, is principally being organized by the Popular Indigenous Resistance Front, as well as Céleste Trianon. Off the Defensive is joining in support and putting together a contingent to protest Garda World and its links with Immigration and Customs Enforcement in the United States, ICE, that has been on a rampage across the United States for quite a while now. At this point, kidnapping people in broad daylight in their neighborhoods and assassinating people in the street. And Garda World, in particular, has some $140 million in contracts with ICE at its massive detention facility called Alligator Alcatraz. To provide services, to provide staff for the detention facility, in air quotes, massive amounts of money. And furthermore, Garda World receives some $300 million in public subsidies from the Quebec government. Some years ago, they threatened to move their massive headquarters out of Montreal. And that is the subsidies were meant to kind of keep them in the town to get the tax income or whatever. And we are, as citizens in this country, protesting the fact that our public tax money is going towards supporting this illegal, brutal action in the United States, proactively trying to organize against violence that can just as soon come right back here to Canada. It's foolish at this point to assume that we're never going to see those same jackbooted thugs coming through our neighborhoods and abusing people here. And so, you know, before that happens, we want to show up in the streets and say that this is horrific, and we don't want anything to do with it.
I think a lot of our listeners would be sympathetic to an anti-ICE protest. When we're talking about Garda World, though, that's making the connection to something that's happening abroad very local and concrete. Last fall, we got news that multiple boroughs in the greater Montreal were using an automated notification service for emergencies that was operated by a subsidiary of the company. We found that out because it was hit by a cyber attack. Can you tell me more about the links between local government and the security company? You know, are you calling on the city at all to cut ties? What's happening there?
Yeah, so on top of collaborations with Garda World, as you said, that are running these local neighborhood information services that are seeing a lot of people's data leaked. GardaWorld is responsible for all sorts of data collection. The CEO of GardaWorld, who lives in Dubai, but he's from Quebec, runs an NGO for data collection for the purported purpose of tracking down the most wanted criminals in the world. They are a part of a larger apparatus of mass surveillance and mass repression of social movements, of citizens, of immigrants, that can only be turned against us in a situation where, you know, the owning classes are already pulling out all the stops to squeeze us for all that we're worth in rent or whatever. Yeah, we want our governments to be held accountable for this, to desist from these activities, to put these insane amounts of money towards community justice, towards giving people housing, towards making sure that people have food and education and healthcare, right? Like the things that actually proactively prevent crime and give people a decent life instead of putting more and more resources into policing and repression.
Is your protest making any calls on government? Is it making calls on individuals to do some kind of direct action at facilities? You know, what exactly is your message? Because some parts of the city have used GardaWorld. You said the Quebec government has subsidized it. Parks Canada awarded it almost $500,000 just last October. So, you know, there's links at all levels of government here. What exactly are you calling for?
So for now, this is just a demonstration at 3111 Boulevard de la Côte-Vertu, the big Place Vertu complex. What we're demanding right now is that GardaWorld returns the $300 million in subsidies that it's received from the government and that they cancel contracts with ICE. We're not taking any direct action at the moment. Keep in mind, this is a massive mercenary company. Their abilities to strike back against more advanced actions would be quite impressive. But we want to raise awareness that public funds are going towards this, and we want to demand that the public gets that money back and that we stop actively aiding and abetting the atrocities being committed by ICE in the U.S. and abroad.
And so then if people listening want to take part on Friday, what do they need to know? Where do they need to go?
So the action is, as I said, at 3111 Boulevard de la Côte-Vertu, at the Place Vertu Mall. The 196 bus departs from Côte-Vertu Metro Station. The action's at 3 p.m. The off-the-defensive contingent is going to be meeting at 2:15 at the metro station to take the bus over. Bring a friend, bring a neighbor, bring as many people as you can. We want to scare them. We want to show them that the people of this city are not in support of our resources going towards terror.
And is there a strategic value for the mall?
It's not going to be in the mall. It's going to be outside in the streets. This is a very visible location nearby where we can march around and wreak some havoc. It's a big big thoroughfare over there. But yeah, show up 3 p.m. Place Vertu along Boulevard de la Côte-Vertu. We'd be happy to see you there.
You're listening to
CKUT
90.3 FM.